Well, this is going to be a very, very big week here in Detroit with the grand opening of the Michigan Central Station. And, of course, behind that, Ford Motor Company and all the great people with Ford. Jim Farley, the CEO, has a couple minutes to spend with us to talk about this project and some other things that are happening. We're happy to have him on the show. Jim, how are you?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Doing great. This is one of those weeks that Detroit anticipation can be felt palpably, like the draft or other events that we have here. And we've been waiting for Michigan Central Station to become the new thing that it is going to become for ever since Bill Ford took it over, I think, in 2018. Of course, it's been closed since the late 80s. So can you try to put in perspective for us what this project and the scope of it means and will mean to that part of Detroit?
Well, it's been 6 years since we announced this project. I mean, it's a significant milestone for not just the city of Detroit, and I think that's what Bill has always been focused on, but also for me as the CEO of Ford, a milestone for our company. We have a family company like my family and so many others. Our lives were defined by going in and out of this train station. You know, lives came here to work at Ford, the $5 a day wage. You know, people left Detroit from the train station. And to have it revitalized, and at the moment that the company is going through this once-in-a-generation revitalization itself, after surviving, you know, and avoiding bankruptcy, is really significant for our employees, for the multi-generation employees, for the city of Detroit. It's a milestone, a marker along the journey of Ford's great history.
Well, it is a remarkable undertaking when you read it through. I've got some of the highlights sitting in front of me, and the size, the scope, 640,000 square feet between the ground floor and the tower, 18 floors and levels, including the three-story historic train depot. This opened originally in 1913, so we're talking about something more than a century old. At its peak in the 40s, 4,000 passengers a day came through that station, very much like Grand Central Station in New York, designed by the same architects. And for it to be dormant for so long, and a symbol of what Detroit was suffering, now it's the opposite. It's going to be gleaming, and it's going to be a lot more than a train station, a symbol of how Detroit has kind of come back. Nobody has time. We'd be on for hours to try to list all the stuff that's going to happen here. Pick three things of this project that stand out to you that are going to be great new additions to Detroit.
I think as an employee of Ford, what sticks out the most is the commitment to the community, the commitment to this to the city of Detroit. Henry Ford, you know, came from Cork, Ireland. Corktown is his history. The resurgence of Corktown and now the whole Roosevelt Park, the book, the whole, you know, Michigan Central Station. It's a huge undertaking for the community. I'd say that the second big highlight is going to be the diversity of the people who work in and use the building. It's a multi-use building. We'll have movie night on the backside where the train tracks were. There's a green belt down to the river, like the Tequinder Cut. You know, it's going to be used for professional software coders and the future of our EV business. And, you know, I mean, it's a multi-use space, right? So that's probably the second big thing. And the third one is just the history. You know, Detroit was what it was for so long. We didn't knock stuff down. In a lot of cities, these things got knocked down. And we're lucky.
Yeah.
The Guardian building, this one. We have these iconic buildings. For someone who's lived downtown Detroit, you know, you can't find them in other cities because they're gone. But they didn't leave here. And we were lucky enough to renovate them.
Not only didn't they leave here, but like in classic Detroit sort of fashion, one of the really fascinating little stories that the clock that was originally in there, apparently a couple of people had gotten the clock back when you know, the building was closed.
Yeah.
And when you decided to renovate it, they brought the clock back, 750-pound
yes.
clock. They brought it back,
yes.
just dropped it off, and never identified themselves. They just said, here's the clock,
yes.
you know, use it again.
Hundreds of items like that, hundreds. When the community found out that this was going to happen, like Detroit always does, they came together, and they wanted it to be done correctly. So, yes, I'm with you. It's like the history of the place matters. Our history matters in Detroit for our country.
Jim, I'm very curious. Will trains eventually return to the station?
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. You know, our focus really is very much around the community, the green belt, the public space behind that connects Corktown to, you know, the other communities on the other side of the track, so to speak. You know, that whole thing. But, you know, possible in a few years, we're going to see. Our focus is very much of this space being used in a different way than a train station.
Yeah. Well, we can't wait to see it, and it's going to become the centerpiece of the summer, I predict. You know, everybody's going to want to,
yes.
who's going to come into Detroit and say, let's go see they're going to still call it the train station. That's what they always
yeah.
do, but let's go see the train station. Let's go see what they did with it. And can't wait to see how that blossoms and grows and becomes incorporated into the community again. And of course, Corktown as a neighborhood is just booming. You can't turn around without running into a new restaurant and a new chef and a new hotel and all that there. So it's a great spot. I want to ask you about another project before we let you go. The Pope Francis Center's Bridge Housing Campus. As someone who runs Say Detroit, our charity, which began by helping the homeless and continues to do so to this day, even though it's grown to something a lot bigger. Any projects that help the homeless, the chronically homeless, to me, really touch my heart. And this is a big, big undertaking. It's a $40 million project to basically create homes that are exactly what it's called, bridge housing, where people can stay for 3 to 4 months of shelter with medical and psychological, addiction, social, job ratings and services, try to get them from the streets to the next thing that they're going to go to in the next stage of their rehabilitation. And it's got everything from apartments to gymnasiums, a commercial kitchen, a library, a chapel. Tell me about the philosophy of this, because homeless programs come under a lot of scrutiny, you know, these days. Are they really effective?
Yes.
And you see the stuff that's yes. going on out west and things like that. Tell me what makes this different.
Thank you for bringing this up. I'm so excited about what you just said, because this is a leadership moment for Detroit. When you go around the whole country, you cannot find this kind of bridge or transition housing anywhere really else. Father Tim McCabe, who loves Detroit, he did his homework. He went on the road for a year. He studied every community in our country to see if there was a place that actually solved homelessness, long-term homelessness. No Band-Aids, handing out food or helping people with their mental illness or addiction, legal services, showers, not that, but like getting people not in a house or in a home. That's not what this is about, or a job. It's about getting people's lives together again. And he did his homework, and he came back with this concept. I had never raised any money. He came to me and Jim at Magda, and neither one of us had ever really had a Campro campaign. And we got busy. We had a good plan. Tim was someone that we could get behind. We loved the vision. We both had volunteered, like so many other thousands of people, at Pope Francis throughout our lives. And we really believe that this is a real chance to save homelessness for our guests. And whether they want to sleep on the heated sidewalks because they don't feel comfortable coming in, or they're ready to, you know, ask for help, they have to make their own commitment. We are going to change people's lives.
Wow.
And it's going to happen in Detroit. And it is a project between Mayor Duggins and all the volunteers and all the people who donated the money and the construction workers. And it is a Detroit of Detroit projects. And I love being part of
something. Where is it going to be, can I ask?
It's going to be right in Corktown, right outside of Corktown.
Outside of Corktown. Okay.
And it's an incredible facility. Monday, 10 a.m., we're going to be opening it. And I really appreciate you guys mentioning it. I think it'll be, well, it's just another example of when Detroit can lead.
Yeah. That's the Pope Francis Center in the Bridge Housing Campus. So this is a very, very exciting week for Detroit, for all citizens of Detroit, and for Ford and all their great efforts, and everybody from Bill to Jim and everybody there. So congratulations to you for your efforts and continued investment in Detroit and making it a great city. And I can't wait to get in there and see the building along with everybody else, and appreciate your spending some time with us, Jim. You're always welcome here.
Well, thank you so much for everything you do for our community and for raising awareness about the special week ahead of us. And boy, are we going to be wearing our Ford logos proud next week.
Yeah, be a lot of blue around there.
Yes,
looking
sir.
Forward to it,
and
Jim.
And Honolulu
thank you.
Blue as well.
Yeah. Everybody's wearing that these days. Good to have you on, Jim. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Jim Farley there, the CEO of Ford. Big, big week this week, and we'll keep you posted on it when we get a chance to see it and report for ourselves. It's 760 WJR.